From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's president links a political solution to the destruction of all terrorists. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian parliamentary delegation Sunday his country must eliminate the terror threat as a way to reach a political solution to the nearly 5 years civil war. The state-run news agency said Mr. Assad stressed taking out terror groups would preserve Syria's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Analyst Joseph Olmert of the University of South Carolina says this is nothing new.
More secure these days due to the Russian intervention, even though I must tell you that a lot of things happening in Syria on the ground, which are not coming to the attention of the Western media in various areas of the country, which indicate to me that as of now, the real actual situation on the ground there hasn't changed in a dramatic way or in a fundamental way.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov discussed the prospects of an internationally backed political settlement that would involve Syrian authorities and what they call the patriotic opposition. Low voter turnout reported in the Republic of Congo Sunday as people were asked to cast ballots on constitutional changes, allowing President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a two-term limit for president and an age limit of 70 for candidates. This Brazzaville resident wonders at what point were the people consulted about the referendum. Results are expected later this week. The opposition called on voters to boycott the referendum. President Sassou Nguesso has ruled Congo for most of the past 36 years. This is VOA News. Tanzania.